Blog Talk Radio. Almost $500,000. I looked at a house over there about 2 years ago, and it was selling for $185,000. Now I checked it out the other day, well, maybe 3 weeks ago. It was listed, the price had gone up first to $200,000. Now it's at $450,000. And I said, well, for that amount of money, I can get a new house and not buy something that's secondhand or that has been, I use the word bought it out by other folks. So they can keep it at that amount. Let me see, I want you to turn your books to Joshua. That's in the Old Testament. It's spelled Joshahu. And he is the guy that took over when Moses died. Joshua took over. So the chapter that's showing up on the computer has been read to you before. And I am going to start reading today at chapter 8. But first, let me introduce myself. And I want to make sure that you follow our Father in Heaven's feast days. You'll find those feast days in Leviticus. I think it's chapter, in Leviticus chapter 23. Also, I want you all to eat clean. Our Father does not want to, he tells you how to eat clean, and he wants you to present yourself as clean as you can. So I am going to tell you all to read Leviticus chapter 11. I'm going to tell you the two things that I try not to do. The one is try not to eat swine. That is pig, bacon, and things that are made from a pig. The other thing is I try not to eat fish that do not have, that does have fins and scales. Now, do not eat scavenger food. You know, foods that is at the bottom of the sea that are dead. Eat stuff that are dead at the bottom of the sea, stuff like crabs and other things that I used to eat, but I don't eat those anymore. Now that I know better, so I want you sheep to know as much as I do. I'm learning, even though I've read this Bible book twice, I'm understanding it better now that I'm reading it with you all for the third time. You know, the first times I would open it up like different pastors. They would tell you, turn to this place and to that place and read whatever topic they want that day for that service. But I want you all to read the whole book. And then I want to go into some of the books that we were told not to read. And especially I want you all to go into the book of Revelation. That is the book that I started out with two times. And I want you all to know what is in the book of Revelation. It's not all that bad. And those other books of the Bible that we have not been allowed to have, and you can have some of them now, they are very costly because other folks did not want us to read them. And it'll tell you that we are, some of the books will tell you that we are the chosen ones, just like in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6. You know, we are his holy people. I think it says that. And I'm not saying the words verbatim. the Lord God has chosen you. You are the chosen one, and you don't even know that you are. You're doing everything. Remember, take care of your bodies. Watch what you eat. Don't put any and everything in your mouth. As far as if it's tuna fish, I want tuna fish, but I have stopped eating it because I know that it doesn't have fins and scales. Now, there are some tuna fish that has fins and scales, I guess, but I don't know of any. So that's why I don't eat it anymore, even though I crave it from here, you know, every now and then. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep show. You're speaking with your host, Sandra Harris. That's me. Happy Friday evening to everyone. This happy Sabbath evening to everyone. You know, the Bible tells you to read the fourth commandment, to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. That's why maybe I will advise you to go to a church that's open on the Sabbath day, on a Saturday. And if you can't go to one open on a Saturday, do as I do. Stay at home and read the Bible. Well, I'm not going to tell you to stay at home. Anytime you want to go to church, if you have the ability to go, whether it's on a Sunday or whatever day, I used to go on a Sunday, but I refuse to go now on Sunday to church unless if something happened at that church with my sister and her family. Then I will go if I have the money or if I have the chance of feeling well enough to go, I will go. But and I ask you, sheep, who are listening to me, I want you to know that I read from the King James Version of the Bible. There are different versions of the Bible. You know, King James is not the only one, but that's the one that my papa, I used to call my grandpa Papa, he would read out of the King James Version of the Bible. And he only read the Old Testament. He did not read the New Testament. That's what I was told. That's what my mom told me, who was, and he was a pastor at Little Mount Olive Baptist Church. And I was granddaughter. Yay! How y'all doing? I want you all to have your three P's ready. And you say, what are your three P's? Your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down anything that I may mention to you all. Now, there are other electronic gadgets that you can have to write down your whatever it is that I may say to you all, but I don't have any of that, those things. And I want you to remember that right now we're looking at what's happening in the world today. There's a flood. It's like we are living like the 10 plagues all over again. It's happening to us in America nowadays. We don't have the 10 plagues like the frogs, the lice and the gnats. Well, I have the gnats and the flies and livestock, those things that were in the old, in the days when we were enslaved, where Moses had to go to Pharaoh and ask him to release, let my people go, you know, and he would not do it, but we're having seen like the same different kind of plagues, tragic things. our Father is perhaps cleaning up this part of the earth so that we can have it again for ourselves. You know, I used to wonder, well, what happened with the 10 tribes of Israel? And no one could never tell me. And I used to listen to this program that used to come on Comcast, and it's not longer coming on the program anymore. It's no longer coming on that program. So I wonder what happened to the 10 tribes. This guy used to be on there all the time. And he had another guy, too, named Bobby somebody, that would come on with him, and he would talk about different things. So that's why I know that, oh, the name I'm talking about, I'm thinking about, there were other people here in America besides the Indians, and most of them were black folks. Now, my grandfather was an Indian, but he was half. He was black. He was dark-skinned. And, you know, you see all these Indians as being maybe light brown or just a little lighter than some of my sisters, but I happen to be the dark one. That's okay. Maybe I am the only one that hears from the Lord every now and then. I've only maybe heard from him maybe 3 or 4 times. The first time it was just a shock when he told me to feed his sheep, and I tried to run away, but that dream stuck with me until I started doing this on radio as well as on TV. I couldn't keep my television program, so I have the radio program, and I hope that you all are listening to me. So remember, this is our Sabbath day, and that on September the 30th of this year, we have the Feast of Trumpets called Rosh Hashanah. And we are, on that day, we'll be marked, that's a day marked by blowing the trumpets, and or shofar. And it's called, spelled S-H-O-F-A-R. So you check it out for yourself. And I have been checking it out for at least, I would say, the last 4 years. But I want you all to read Leviticus 23 and find out what it is that you should do. Let's go to Joshua 28. And let's read what it says in Joshua 28. Let me get situated here. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not. That's what he told me the last time he spoke with me, fear not. Neither be thou dismayed to be distressed. Take all the people of war with you, and rise up and go up to Ai. See, I am given into your hands the king of Ai and all his people and his city and his land. Verse 2, and thou shalt do to Ai and her king as thou didst unto Jericho and her king, only the spoils thereof and the cattle thereof shall you take for a prey unto yourself. Lay thee an ambush. An ambush is like lying in wait for somebody to attack them. Says, take you for prey unto yourself. Lay be an ambush for the city behind them. So go behind AI and leave some people, some of your soldiers or whatever you have, to ambush them when he gives the sign. Now let me read further so you'll know what it says. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out of 30,000 mighty men of valor. And valor means bravery, or they had a lot of courage, and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city. Go not very far from the city, but be you all ready. And I and the people that are with me will approach unto the city. And it shall come to pass, when they came out against us as the first time, or as the first, that we shall flee before them, for they will come out after us till we have drawn them out from the city. And they will say, flee before us as the first, therefore we will flee before them. Then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize the city. For, you know, an ambush is, again, like I said earlier, it's lying in wait for them. They don't know that the city is, Joshua has planned to go in front of them and run away from them like they did before. So let me read verse 6 again and then read on. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from the city. For they will say, they flee before us as at the first. Therefore, we will flee before them. Verse 7, then you shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city. For the Lord your God will deliver it into your hands. And it shall be, when we have taken the city, that you shall send. Let me read verse 8 again. And it shall be, when you have taken the city, that ye shall set the city on fire, according to the commandment of the Lord shall you do. See, I have commanded you. Joshua therefore set forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode, that means to lodge there, between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people, and the people are Israel, not the ones from Ai. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people, and went up, and he and the elders of Israel before the people of Ai, and all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew near and came before the city and pitched. That means they they erected, or they stayed there. They pitched their laying a tent on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai, and he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel, Bethel, and Ai. Ai spelled A, capital A, small I, on the west side of the city. And when they had set the people, even all the hosts that was on the north side of the city, their liars in wait on the west of the city. Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley, and it came to pass when the king of Ai saw it, that they hastily rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, and he and all his people at the time appointed before the plains. But he knew not that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. You see, that's what I'm saying about Ai. The people did not, the king did not know Joshua had a plan, and it's working so far. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue. Pursue means to follow after them. And they pursued after Joshua. They followed Joshua and those people that were with them and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued. They followed after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in your hand toward Ai, for I will give it into your hands. And Joshua stretched out the spear in his hand, and he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place and ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw it. Behold, the smoke of the city ascended. That means rose up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. So then Israel turned back and started chasing after the pursuers, the people that were following him. Well, Joshua That was his plan, a good plan. And when Joshua and all his Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, that means rose up, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And the other issue out of the city against them. So they were in the midst of Israel, some on this side and some on that side, and they smote them. They injured them or killed them. Smote means to hurt, injure them or kill them. Excuse me, she, I had to belt. So that they let none of them remain or escape. And the king of Ai, they took alive and brought him to Joshua. And it came to pass when Israel had made an end of slaying all the inhabitants of Ai in the field in the wilderness wherein they chased them. And when they were all fallen on the edge of the sword until they were consumed, and all the Israelites returned unto Ai and smote it. Smote means to, well, attack or kill or injure them. Well, they attacked and killed them all with the edge of the sword. Verse 25. And so it was that all. Verse 25. And so it was that all that fell that day, both men and women, were 12,000, even all the men of Ai. Joshua drew not his hand back, wherewith he stretched out his spear until he had utterly destroyed all the inhabitants of Ai. Only the cattle and the spoil of that city Israel took for a prey unto themselves, according to the words of the Lord, which he commanded Joshua. And Joshua burnt Ai and made it a heap forever, even desolation unto this day. And desolation, you can say emptiness, is supposedly is emptiness until this day. And the king of Ai, he hanged on a tree until evening died. And the evening time, like it is now, the evening. And as soon as the sun was down, Joshua took his carcass down from the tree and cast it at the entering of the gate of the city, and rose therein a heap, a great heap of stone, that remaineth unto this day. So it should be a great heap of stone to remain there unto this day. Then Joshua built an altar unto the God of Israel in Mount, I guess it says Ebal. It's spelled E-B-A-L. As Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel. Again, I tell you that commandment means to order, as Moses had ordered the children of Israel. And it was written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stone. When over when no man has left up any iron. And they ordered them burnt offerings unto the Lord and sacrifice peace offerings. And he wrote there upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. And all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side of the ark, on this side before the priests, the Levites, bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well the strangers that as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, is spelled Gerizim, and half of them on the Mount Ebal, that's spelled Ebal. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded before that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterwards he read all the words of the law and blessings and cursing according to all that is written in the book of the law. There is not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, and the women and the little ones and the strangers that were covenant among them. Well, we have read verse 8. I want you to read for your next lesson. I come on the air on Tuesdays as well as on Fridays. Tuesdays, 11 o'clock, try to be with me, as well as on Friday evening, the start of the Sabbath, so that you can be with me. I want you all to read Joshua chapter 9 as well as chapter 10, if you can. Please read those two chapters for me. And right now, remember what I asked you all to do. Leviticus chapter 11 tells you what you should and should not eat. Remember, the crabs and all kinds of fish, lobster, they are scavengers of the sea. And swine on this earth, don't eat that either. Don't eat, you know, like bacon, pork chops, and all that. I used to eat that stuff, but I have not eaten it. And, excuse me, I have to belch. Excuse me. I don't know what it is, but if I do not eat it, I try to follow what's written in the Bible. You know, our enemies, and if you don't know who the enemy is, I will tell you, it is the white man. He is our enemy. And I am going to tell our Detroit youth choir that was in a competition last week, you don't win over white people, even though if they are handicapped. But the young man did have a good voice. But you don't win over anything white. It's seldom that you do, or it's an accident that you did. Now, remember Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. Who are the chosen one? You are. Act like it. Don't eat pork. Don't eat scavengers. Scavengers are the dead plants or materials that are at the bottom of the sea. And that's what lobster and all those other things eat. You're not to eat that. Clean your body up for our Father. You know that he's coming, but what day or when he is coming, I do not know. And I am trying to, all the things that I want done, I want to get them done. But if he comes after sometime in December, as one person has I don't want to say that. I might say something wrong. But he said that our Father gave him a dream that something is going to happen around December the 20th. And I want you to prepare yourself. Get prepared. Ask our Father in heaven to forgive you of your sins, and you stop doing those sins. You know, clean up your food. Clean up whatever you're doing. Start doing it right. I ask you, Sheep, to say a prayer with me. Let us thank our Father in heaven. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to say this prayer. I thank you for protecting us day and night from the evil one and his hate. As always, in Yah's name, I ask that prayer in Yah's name. Amen. Remember, sheep, I want you to read James chapter 4 and verse 15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next week. But before I go, and I have 2 minutes left, I want to introduce you to this song, this record, produced by my nephew, and I thank God for him. You can obtain this record, High and Lifted Up, produced by, my nephew. You can purchase the record at Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. So I want you to get that. Plus, I want you to get this, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eadie at www.eatandliveelonger.com. Will you purchase that? Those two for me? I would tell you all to go to Amazon and purchase my books, but they have made it difficult. My books are ready to go. You can just purchase them. But I am trying to deal with another person to get my books put out there. Remember, God loves you, and I love you too. See you next week. Not see you. Talk with you next week. Who is making that noise?
Father.
Oh, I'm going to tell my father.
Help your children.
At the radio station for making that noise.
And don't let them fall by the side of the road. That heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, cause he and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word
will
be our salvation.
Lift
up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is enough. He won't let you die.